Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
O Devi, Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears and your camphor scented smile with my eyes?
You see, one thing I say yesterday also, service is ear and eyes also. Not from only hand or physically you do. Listening is also service. Because without sarvanam, without listening, how you will realize? This ear will start drinking, then things become listening. Drinking. Ear start drinking, then the meaning of listening starts. Means I don't want to block myself by this. Read again this time.
O Devi Goddess, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears?
Yes, I can do service by listening that word to feel it. Without feeling, how I will enter in the service in my siddha deha? My sadhak deha will not do, and my siddha deha cannot understand. When my greed will be drinking like a water from the ear, and I want to listen like that, that will be one of the best service for you. And when my eyes will only start looking only to you and your smile, what is rare to see that and feel that, then my eyes will be in service. You say, service is too different. Are ear and eyes and every your senses has to be in service. Mouth has also been in service when you are taking prasadam. Then mouth has to feel this prasad is coming from the revenants of my song. That is the service. Then service. My all senses will feel everything itself. My body will feel everything itself. Why your eyes to see and why listen about you? Because I am related with you. I am your kinkari. I am your maid servant. Only want to listen for you. So, my desire is only one, to meditate on you. The one point.
Every act and every word of the Premika Bhakta.
Every act and every verse of whom?
A Premika Bhakta, the Premika, loving devotee.
Loving devotee. Every action
is sprinkled.
Huh?
Is sprinkled with the rasa of prema.
So easy to understand. Loving Bhakta has everyone an action with love. That's the quality of the loving. And that they don't want to disturb when they see some not friendly, then they say yes, yes, yes. Everything is yes. Wrong is also yes. Because to escape falsely, if you go in argument, then you lose your time. Because premi bhakta has no time for other things. They don't go in the philosophy. They don't go in arguments. They go in the subject. They go in the goal of their life. They have no time.
It is only by great fortune.
Great fortune is not ordinary subject that anyone becomes premi bhakta, loving devotee. When the great fortune comes after many lives, then we don't want to be a God conscious of searching for the God. I want to love to the God. Means very close. Close person can do. See the Jesus? He was the Son. Close. So he was praying. He is praying. God is not the right word. He is now also. So he is there. Lovers never die, never leave his spiritual relation. He is always living. This is the meaning of it. Like Prabhupada, he is not in our prison, but he is living with us. Narayan Maharaj is not with us, but they are living with us. Because they become in Siddha Deha, they are manjaris. They are living. Only you move that way, he will come and, oh, I am so happy to see you. You also try and come. I know give you more guidelines, but you search it. Search out and come. Wow. He will embrace you and he will teach you now, I will teach. You are my best. All they are one place. Radha Govindas Babaji is there, Narayan Maharaj is there, Prabhupada is there. All Mahajans, they are all Manjaris. All they are Radha Dasi. Where they will go? Radhika is only one. That is the goal of the life. And where Radhika lives? In Vrindavan. Everybody knows she never go out even to the Matsya to see Krishna. So, the Manjaris are living with Swami service in Vrindavan. They never travel and they will run for useless subjects. They have nothing to do with this business. This business is for the philosopher, for the who has a lava puja pratishtha. They need this business. But for the Manjaris, it's no business. They don't move outside. They don't want to relate with the other person who is not premi. Basic thing is premi, with love in view. And if you will teach and you will guide to learn's loving nature, it takes time. This takes time. This is the path that we become loving devotee. What is the path? One path is not loving devotee. He is devotee externally but no loving. And when the loving devotee comes, then his path is bigger. To receive the mercy all the time. You see, every listening is also seva, looking is also seva, action is also seva. Physical action and sarup action both are in service. What? Some Mahajans go to Prem Krishna Das Babaji. Physical action is seva and sarup is the seva. Vinod Baba, they are going today. Go and see Vinod Baba. And inner side is seva and outside is seva. No other business. And chanting. Prem is chanting. Prem is chanting. Prem means chanting. Prem means chanting. Chanting is a love. Lovers only chant. Who is not in love? They have what business to chant? Why I will remember your name if I have no love for you? Why I will think your name? Why I will bother for you to think in mind for you when I have a love? How I can not live without your name or to see you? This is the difference. Name make you to increase your loving relation. And that is the path for receiving Swamini love. Yeah. That should be in sadhak deha and siddha deha, both. It's not that siddha deha will do the love and siddha deha will do this and sadhak deha will act different way. Then it will not work.
Inside and outside.
Outside. You read this very good chapter 84. Is all conclusion of our Mahaprabhu Rupanuga life. Go on.
It is only by great fortune that the blessed day comes when one becomes greedy after tasting the nectar of Manjari Bhav.
Greedy. One book Narayana Maharaj make, hidden path of devotion. How to be a greedy. See that? Only they are the qualified, they have a grief. There is only one subject required. No philosophy is required here. No knowledge is required. Knowledge will disturb you. Because they will block to create your grief. If you have a knowledge of material things, they will block not to create grief. See, you check yourself. You have to cover your grief to be to know new subjects, new things, then greed is here to cover it. Because greed will want something from you. And what greed? We need in life. What greed?
For Manjari Bhav. Tasting the nectar of Manjari Bhav.
That I need my spiritual behavior also become like that. What I am externally doing in sadhana, I have not reached to the Manjari Bhav, but my greed will bring there. My behavior, my action, my looking, my all senses is in one pointed, they will bring to the Manjari Bhav. There is no doubt. This is the only process. Gurudev give a mantra and Gurudev give one chart and I practice and I will get Manjari Bhav and the action is not there. It's not possible. I have to go in to understand that. I keep because it's a very costly thing in the Almira. Because nobody sees it, nobody steals it, and I have no time to see it. This is happening. So no greed is there. That greed will develop you, sure yourself. You have a constitutional position. What Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita, page 4, and you write this line in Bhagavad Gita in computer and see how many times he repeat this constitutional position. He don't know Manjari Bhav. How he write this? There is in book also, Manjari Bhav means constitutional position. In this book, very clear.
Every being has its own gradation, every entity. But this Mahaprabhu is in one
form. You say different thing. You mix nothing. Every living being has no relation with without knowing his soul consciousness. If I know my body, how I have a relation with you? When I will know my soul, then this soul has relation, but I forget which type of relation is this. This soul has relation, but because of the covering and because my ignorance, this is ignorance that I forget you, my reality, this is not ignorance. But by the grace of Mahajan, when we realize and we have a want to go in loving relation, then my behavior starts changing outside and inside.
Then pleasure-giving
potency starts helping us inside. And then she gives Manjari Bhav, and then my Manjari Bhav starts working like that. It's based on greed.
And association, Guru.
Of blessing. If it's not rasic, association, it will take time, no problem.
And where is this manifest, the tasting the nectar of Manjari Bhav? It is manifest in the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
In the prayer, six Goswami is there. but only in one Goswami prayer. See the book. They have a very nice raga-nuga-ragatmika bhakti. But this Manjari Bhava prayer is in the only Raghunath Das Goswami. Even the Rupa Goswami prayer is there, but in all rasa, because he is the founder of this rasa. So he is giving Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya and Vatsalya. Three rasa he gives. Different flavor you will see. You want to know any flavor, then you have to know through Rupa Goswami book. But if you want to fix your Manjari Bhava, only book is that, what?
Vilap Krishna.
What is written there?
Oh, by the prayers, it is manifest in the prayers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
That is the combination of Vilap Krishna. Of Raghunath Das. Mana Siksha. You see how the teaching of the mind. I know before I am teaching to you and to you. No, bogus. What I will get from your teach to you teach? See, I have to teach myself. Teaching to myself is a mana siksha. Teach to mana. Teach to you. That is it. I know teach myself when I start teaching to others.
So Srila Raghunath Das says, your words defeat the taste of nectar 100 times. To Radhika.
Yeah.
Your words defeat the taste of nectar 100 times. I will drink it through my ears and through my eyes.
Yeah. When I say, when I was 15 years old and I'm now, when sadhu say, when your ear will start drinking and eyes will start talking, it was the first time I listened to this word. I said, what? What you tell it? Yeah, how I never understand that air can drink and eyes can talk. But slowly, he said, I cannot explain you. You have to realize it. This happened, then your life starts changing. When ears will start drinking and eyes will start talking. And one day time come to my life that I realize, wow, what was the subject to search for me in my young age? One time, this old man, Lalita Prasad, when I was like a Ayush, he asked, what is your goal of life? He said, my goal to become engineer, or my goal to become big businessman. This is my goal. One day I said, engineer. Then I say, businessman, big.
Yeah.
He smiled and he went, I feel very glad. And I say my goal and he no understand it. Then again he asked, and I say, I want to be a big businessman. I will make one campus, big campus for only industries. And this is my goal. Again, I feel very awkward. But I am telling reality my goal, and he no agree, or he smile of this. Third time when he asked, I said, I will not talk with you. So only smile, he no answer me. He said, one day you will understand what is your goal of life. Then your understanding will clear. Then you will think from me that why I smile. I see your childishness so much inside you. You want to become something. Yeah, this is your goal. Bogus. Change your goal. Goal of life has to be something. What is that? To become Radhika Das. That should be a goal of.
So Srila Raghunath Das says, your words defeat the taste of nectar 100 times, my Swami. I will drink it through my ears and through my eyes.
You see, these eyes and ears are so important, and we are misusing for others. Avoiding myself to eyes to see other things. And ear I want to listen so many subjects. Bogus. That time is useless if you calculate. Is a time of wasting time. I give you one example. When Sadhu Mani, Keshav Baba come or go to Sadhu meeting or he comes to you, he will 2 minutes say, Baba, Ami Asi. Means I am coming back. I said, you come, you don't want to sit. He thinks that he's wasting time here. He's hopeless talking. What you say? Useless gossip is going on.
Prajalpa.
Okay, I'm coming. No Harikatha is there, no Radhakatha. Okay, I'm Yasi. Useless, wasting time. Before I know understand, but now I understand why they say I'm Yasi. In 2 minutes. Because no time, wasting time. Why to waste this to learn? When you see the prajalpa, you say, I'm Asi, I'm coming. Why to waste your time? That other will not feel bad, and that way you say that they don't feel bad also. They are very careful because aparadha. Vaishnava apradha also we have to care. Very friendly they say, Ami Achi, I'm coming quick. I remember one work to go to. But there is no work. Why there is no work? No work. But the nature is only one point. Little example I give to them. And so, try it 1-2 times like this in life, then you will feel it. What is important? But very friendly, not discouraging to others that you are a hopeless man, you are sitting and talking useless thing, and I have no time for this, I am to meditate in my Radharani, then apradhi, you know, Radharani will come. Very friendly, all action, all your behavior, every senses has to be positive and loving. Very careful. Then you don't want to welcome her. That's the point. If you want to welcome, all senses, all your physical action, all your action has to be positive in loving you. You are welcoming, oh, come my dear Swami, I am ready for your service. I learn how to serve you. I know without love you don't see anything. Your kindness, your mercy is only coming when some lovers are near to you. All the Mahajans, they are all lovers. So who reach to the Manjari Bhav, they cannot live out of love. Then you will see, I see, he become very angry. He is sometimes anger and talking like a businessman and this. These are external behavior. Sometimes they do to confuse us. They do naturally that you avoid to be close with. They create this thorns near to you. If you have a flower coming, you put the thorns to cover nearby, that you don't need to waste your time or spoil your flower, garden. If you know some monkey will come and it's broken. This is the thing. Why you put the thorns? So they put the thorns like this by something they do that you don't keep this. And they say, oh, I'm very good. You see Kesava Baba? He wear like a joker. I say to him, why he wear? I say, why? You have no clothes? He said, full army is clothes. So then why not you? What are you? No meaning for you. So like this, you cannot understand by external.
But until we reach, our actions have to be.
That way. How you reach Kesava Baba? Because your action change from European and desire come to listen. Nobody will go to him to listen. Because externally is not fit to listen. The material people calculate, he come down from the big car, he has a big garnet, very nice clothes. So they will go to listen to them. Not to Kesava Baba, my Kesava Baba. Sweet Kesava Baba. He only will listen when you will come close to him and you will like, not go in argument and lovingly you ask, then all listening will be zero and his listening will be natural. You will feel his liking. You will never forget what he will come from his mouth. You try to forget, you will never forget. The Siddha Purusha words will never to forget. You see, it's a golden word. One time I read the Gospel of Ramakrishna Paramahansa. I like so much, I can explain. In the simple word he teaches so nicely. To everyone is unexpected. Without realization, nobody can talk like that. People say, Maya Bhagavad, I don't bother. I like so much, I want to read more, little more and more. How simple he make the big thing in simple way. To understand.
Gurudev, now one secret is explained here, very nice secret. What you also already explained, One may ask here, words are formless. They cannot be seen, can they? How can they then be seen by Tulasi? This is the secret. Tulasi made Swamini meet Krishna in a kunj. Swamini is unwilling and tells Krishna, "Don't touch me." But she smiles at the same time. Seeing this, Tulasi understands. The mouth says, "Don't touch me," but she means to say, "Touch me." Her yes has thus swallowed her no. In this same way, the words "don't touch me" are heard, but the words "touch me" are visible in the eyes. In this way, Tulasi sees and hears words at the same time. That's her service, right? And thus she makes Shyamasundara.
Again, beautiful.
Very nice.
Very nice. Without realization, you cannot understand this. You see, what important of the physical body is. If you know happen like this in your life, you will never understand the beauty of this no time. Angerness is full of love, eyes is full of love, and mouth is with angerness. "Don't touch me. Over, go."
Very good, this one.
"Don't touch me, Swami." But I say, embrace me. Ahu, this is not seva. Who feels the eyes of the lover? Sadhak-deha happen, without happening, how you will understand in Siddha-deha? So when Siddha-deha will start happening, then Sadhak-deha will become Kshatri. Is all Siddha. All your senses will become divine. All your body will become divine. And all is thinking for one point. Not floating like this. One. My Swami, my Swami. Then you can realize that I is loving and words are denying. And that loving eyes to feel is the service, and the words are denying to feel is your service. Read again.
So, Tulasi made Swamini meet Krishna in a kunj. Swamini is unwilling and tells Krishna, "Don't touch me." But she smiles. Swamini tells Krishna, "Don't touch me." But she smiles at the same time. So Tulsi, her maidservant, she seeing this understands. Her mouth says, "Don't touch me." But she means to say, "Touch me." Her yes has swallowed her no. In this way, the words "don't touch me" are audible, they are hearable, but the words "touch me" are visible in the eyes. In this way, Tulsi sees and hears the words at the same time, and thus she makes Shyamasundara embrace Swamini by giving him a hint with her eyes.
Either we no understand Krishna. He's foolish. That "no touch me" means "no touch me." Are she is telling, "Touch me." You know, she eyes. Tulsi said, "Do it."
He's kidding.
You no understand, foolish. eyes doing that? Man's or little foolish.
Cowherd boys, especially.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they become fearful. What is this meaning is happening? They are foolish. So, what about Krishna? He is also. Jantusi is so.
Hare.
What are you doing? Why are you standing here like a statue? Come forward and catch. This is seva. So beautiful. But meditate this. Not much. You know, past time not much to read and listen, little, and go in the flow, and when flow stop, again read 2 lines, 5 lines, and again start to flow. This consciousness has to be in this flow, and see this. This is Tulsi mercy. This is the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami as a Tulsi Mandir. That we are dry, practice whole life, so many lives to be dry, only in knowledge. So how to be in flow? She is showing the way in our life. Come in the flow and relish that flow. That's it. If you want to be in flow, naturally you will relish this flow. See, I was listening when nothing is understanding. And 10 minutes, 15 minutes, listen, understand and start with flow. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda.